Thank you. Yeah, my name is Eric. Nice to be here tonight. I'm a musician and a space nerd. My father is a science teacher. And when I was growing up, he had an astronomy club for his students, which he included me in. So I spent my childhood, looking through telescopes. At one point, we refurbished a planetarium that had fallen into disrepair. We were living in Florida at the time, so we took a lot of field trips to see shuttle launches. I got a genuine love of everything cosmological and carried it through my life. So let's skip forward a couple decades. I've now got two young sons of my own at the time. And I go online to find a DVD box set of Carl Sagan's Cosmos series. And the algorithm figures me out and says, hey, did you know that there's a CD of the Voyager Golden Record that comes with a book written by the creators of the Golden Record? And I said, no, and I'd like that. So I knew the Voyager Golden Record pretty well if you don't know, it's a literal 12-inch album made out of gold that was attached to the Voyager space probes. And includes music selections from all over the world. But what I didn't know and what I learned when I got the book was that they had also sort of created this way of encoding photographs onto the album, which were, part diagrams, part photographs from Earth. As I started into the book, it absolutely blew my mind how much thought they had put into it and how smart the ideas they had in terms of trying to communicate to, an advanced civilization in space, what the Earth was about, what humans were about. So I'm going to put a pin in there for a second and just explain. By then I formed the 100% Storms Ensemble, which is a fake orchestra in the sense that, I knew I had one friend in each of the instrument families, and I would write scores for them. They would come over and they would just sort of overdub and overdub and overdub until I had sort of a big orchestral sound. And I discovered early on that I just absolutely loved this process and felt so lucky to have these people that were being generous with their time and allowing me to make these really big sounding records. That sometimes I didn't know what I wanted to write about. I knew I wanted to be in the process, but wasn't sure what I wanted to actually write about. So I started giving myself fake commissions. Like I pretended that I was asked to write the opening ceremony for the 2012 Olympics and the opening ceremony for the 1939 World's Fair. And that really gave me sort of the ability to be like, okay, I know what that's supposed to sound like. I can write for that. So I'm about maybe 20 or 30 pages into the book, and I immediately decide, here's the next symphony. So I start, I continue reading on. A man by the name of John Lomberg was the sort of one who created the diagrams that were included on the record based on Frank Drake's work, and also created photographs and also curated some other photographs for it. So I took a chance. I looked him up. I found his email. I wrote to him and I said, I'm working on this project. Would you mind if I asked you a few questions as I work on it? And to my great joy, he wrote back very quickly and was like, yeah, that sounds very interesting. Just let me know anything you need. And I struck up a correspondence with him in a friendship. And so that was just wonderful. So I dove into the symphony, wrote it in five movements. The first movement is sort of a regal march of the rockets going out onto the launch pad and finally launching. That's the piece that you heard if you were logged in right at the beginning. And I knew I wanted to do the actual launch sound, but I didn't want to just use an audio recording. Wanted to create it myself. So I thought back to those younger days of going to the shuttle launches and remembered that unlike the TVs and movies where it's just kind of this overwhelming low rumble, when you're actually there, there's this effect that the rocket sounds like it's tearing the sky like it was paper. So I got a big stack of newspapers, brought it into the studio, and just recorded myself recording all of these sheets of ripping all of these sheets of newspaper, and then stacked them all up and sort of pitched them in ways to make it sound like a launch. So from there, the symphony goes through sort of the voyage of the Voyagers through the planets to the termination shock, which is what they call sort of the end of the solar system. And then eventually being retrieved by an alien species and having all this information decoded. Finished it up, took me, I think, a little over a year. Printed up some CDs, made some DIY booklets to stick in the CDs that just explain some of the addendums. Oh, I should say the addendums, in addition to the symphonic parts, I did 5 sort of audio experiments that were sort of tied back to the diagrams on the record, except instead of visual, they are audio. So for example, the very first image on the actual golden record is a picture of a circle. So I took a, you know, just a sheet of staff paper and dotted out a circle in notes and then played that, just to say, that's what a circle looks like. Here's what a circle sounds like. So anyway, I got everything together, passed it out to friends, mailed a copy to John Lomberg and my father. And shortly thereafter, I got responses from both of them that were very kind and generous and thoughtful. And, you know, those were probably the best meaningful album reviews I've ever gotten in my career. Thank you.